The state DEP has announced that the 2015 black bear hunt in New Jersey will be from December 7th through the 12th, despite the reduction in the bear population, which has decreased the human versus bear confrontations of late. There are those who still claim that alternative means should be relied on in order for people to coexist with the bear. One of these ideas is the foundation of a proposed new law. My first guest this week is a co-sponsor of in the New Jersey State Senate. Here to discuss this is State Senator for New Jersey 7th District, Senator Diane Allen. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Allen.SenateNJ.com is Senator Allen's website, and we are discussing in the Senate, it's S-687, and its companion bill in the State Assembly is A-4017. And overall, and I'll ask you for the details in a moment, but overall, it would mandate the use of bear-proof garbage cans in the regions that are labeled or tagged as bear country. What are some of the specifics of this idea?
Well, the concept is that we know that many bears go towards the smell of garbage, and they end up, instead of feeding naturally on berries and so on in their own personal habitat, they end up being more likely to be seen in neighborhoods when they get used to that kind of food. So we want to try to cut out that food, and what that will do is lower even further the number of contacts between bears and humans.
Now, there are some arguments to this idea. One, for the small government people, they're saying this is an overreach by mandating something that up until now has been a personal choice. The bear-proof garbage cans can be pricey. They range from as low as $50 to, I've seen some in a fast web search, granted for almost $500, which looks like something that's, you know, so industrial that looks like something a military base would use. But there's people take issue with that. Other people take the issue of a simple solution would be to put your garbage out the day of as opposed to the night before.
Well, I think people have their cans out back often and they fill them up through the week. And if they're not being careful, the bears can come through. Look, here's the bottom line. More and more humans are moving into territory that has traditionally been bear territory. And we need, I have no problem with that, except that we need to take the sort of moves that are necessary to protect both. We don't want to see any children injured by bears. We don't want to see bears being killed into obliteration. There are ways that everybody can live together.
With that being said, and I mentioned how the bear hunt is scheduled for the 7th to the 12th of December in primarily northern New Jersey, although the bear population has spread over time because of the number of bears through a great majority of the state, actually. Are you a proponent of the bear hunt, or would you rather not see a bear hunt?
I am not in favor of a bear hunt. The reason that we had over a period of time seen a really amazingly large number of bears being born each year was because of the ready source of food, i.e. the garbage. And if we cut that out, there will be fewer bears born and they will stay out of our area. You're right, though, they have been seen in all 21 counties. Most of those counties, though, are not considered actual bear territory. I have a little cabin up in the Adirondacks that I go to, northern New York State. And we have black bears all the time that wander through our property. We're very careful that we don't have any garbage, any food at all available for them. And so they wander through and keep going. They never come back and try to utilize our food sources or our waste. So it can be done. It can be done easily. And I just think that people need to pay better attention to it.
So State Senator Diane Allen represents the 7th District, Allen.SenateNJ.com, on the web, discussing her co-sponsoring of a bill mandating bear-proof garbage cans in the Senate's S-687. The Assembly is A-4017, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. A lot of people make the argument, too, Senator Allen, that especially on the lower end, I mentioned $50 to $500 for bear-proof garbage cans, obviously the more cheaper cans or the least bear resistant. Is there anything in the legislation that mandates what is a bear-proof garbage can? And in turn, if someone decides not to follow suit, should this bill become law, is there a penalty for not following it?
There are penalties. And, you know, it's just think about the various things we do. We say that you have to put your children who are below a certain age and a certain weight in child safety seats. That happened to be my bill as well. And I can tell you people squawked about that. Oh, it's so expensive. We have to do this. We have to do that. Well, it made a big difference. And now people understand that that was an important thing, an important move for us moving forward. And what also happened is that there were manufacturers who came up with things that were cheaper and better and stronger. And that's the beauty of our economy. So I don't fear what costs are going to be, because I do think that we will end up having, you know, great entrepreneurs come up with wonderful things for us.
Well, you know, these are some stats from the Division of Fish and Wildlife. The number of total bear calls, Category 2 calls specifically, that includes bears getting into trash containers, were half of the 2014 total. So this is for the period of July 21st to August 20th. 2014, the division got 254 what are called Category 2 calls. And in this year, in that time period, there were only 117. Overall, the division received a total of 1,464 bear calls from January 1 to August 20th this year. And that is down about 400 from the same time in the previous year. So even though you have the opposition to the bear hunt, it seems like the less bear population and the understanding of, well, bears going into where humans are living, it seems to be part of the solution to what had been, especially in Northwest New Jersey, a serious bear problem where there are actual home invasions in many instances.
It seems as though people are learning how to handle their garbage. They really don't want to have these contacts with bears. And, you know, people are moving in that direction, and that's excellent. It's my hope that we continue along those lines. But the reality is that there are those people who just aren't taking care of their garbage, and therefore are in some respects putting their neighbors at risk as well.
And on a personal note, too, I did have a neighbor who got into the habit of putting his garbage out in the night before. And, yes, the bears used to get to it and used to use my front yard as their picnic table. And my solution to the situation to have my neighbor change his habits was to place the broken bag of garbage on his car hood with a note saying bon appetit. And I think he got the message quite quickly, by the way. Learn more about this. It's S-687 in the state Senate. In the assembly, it's A-4017 to mandate the use of bear-proof garbage cans in New Jersey. And again, the bear hunt this year is scheduled for December 7th through the 12th. We've been talking this morning with State Senator for the 7th District, Senator Diane Allen. On the web, it's allen.senate.com. Senator Allen, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.